From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
A Trinidadian MP claims foreign intervention delayed the release of the hostages. The United States backs the Haitian election to the tune of $6 million. And tension mounts in the Dominican Republic as a general strike approaches. I'm Leslie Goff, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. One of the MPs held hostage by the Black Muslimin in Trinidad says foreign intervention appeared to have delayed the release of those held captive. Mr. John Humphreys, a former cabinet minister who was sacked by the Prime Minister Robinson, spoke to me this afternoon after attending Parliament, where a decision was taken to extend the state of emergency by 3 months. I asked Mr. Humphreys why, in his opinion, had the hostage crisis dragged on for 5 days.
Well, that is a question that I've been asking. Because, you know, I've published my own account of what transpired in the Red House during those 5 days. And in my account, I made it absolutely clear that by Sunday, we could easily have been taken out of that Red House. We expected that Winston Dukeran, who would have acted as Prime Minister, would have sought the implementation of the terms of agreement so that we could get an early relief of the hostage crisis. And I haven't had an explanation as to why that happened. I have my suspicions. The Attorney General told us in Parliament today that they had, in fact, surrounded themselves, that is, the members of the government who were in power, had surrounded themselves with the best experts on this type of situation that could be found anywhere.